Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
Introducing Oakley Meta Vanguard, the new performance AI glasses designed for athletes. With hands-free capture on an action-ready ultra-wide camera, powerful open-ear speakers, and built-in Meta AI that syncs with your Garmin devices for real-time insights while you train. Take your performance to the next level with Oakley Meta Vanguard. Athletic intelligence is here. Learn more on meta.com.
Don't you feel like we hit copy and then hit paste with same style? Because for the second straight night, our Dallas Stars rally with three unanswered goals. And in both cases, the third game-winning goal was on the power play. And for the second straight night, most importantly, 2 points in a victory frosty. This was an impressive 4 points. Let's talk about it on Spits and Suds. Hello, everybody. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. Pardon me 1 second. That's a victory. Thank you so much for listening and supporting Spits and Suds. Truly appreciate it. You know what else is also very impressive? Our title sponsor, the On Time Experts. You get that same day service guaranteed. How great is that? Something happens with your HVA system or your plumbing, and you just go to theontimeexperts.com, you book the click now button, and it's same day service guaranteed. The other thing is, you need to trust the On Time Experts for reliable repairs because they stand by every single repair they make. So a lifetime warranty on every single repair they make, because they want you as a long-term partner. But at the same time, it's not to get your money and go. Like I said, they've stepped up to support local hockey in DFW, which is so awesome. Proud sponsor of the Dallas Stars, sponsor, hopefully proud, of Spits and Suds. So let's support them. And they are offering that $59 tune-up / cleaning special for first-time customers. Peace of mind for $59. They'll come in. They'll do this inspection that when they did it for me, it was like 60-point inspection. It was unbelievable. They took pictures. They took video because they can put it in their files. So they know the different parts that my system has. It was absolutely, and then they sat down with me and they're going over all these parts. And I'm like, wow, this is extremely thorough. I have no idea what you're talking about, but this is absolutely amazing. And I happened to ask, I'm like, wow, this is really thorough. And the technician's response was, Gavin, I need to leave here feeling good that I did everything possible to help your system so that I don't have to come back. So that's what the On-Time Experts are all about. So thank you so much for supporting the On-Time Experts. Don't forget, hit that book now button. Even if you want to send them an email and say, hey, thanks for supporting local hockey and DFW. I'll be thinking of you if something ever happens to my system. And thank you for supporting Spits and Suds. That goes a long way as well. The On-Time Experts, oakleymetavanguard.com. All right. Well, my expectations, I don't know about you, were so low tonight with the injury to Roope Hintz. You have Matt Duchene out. You have Jamie Benn out. You have Nils Lundqvist out. I mean, injury after injury, to the point where you were struggling because of salary cap reasons to field a squad. But you did get Oscar Beck back tonight, and just a heck of a job by the Stars in a back-to-back situation. Now, Nashville did play the LA Kings at home, and they came back for a victory last night. So both teams were on a back-to-back, and that's what's going to happen with this new condensed schedule. And we can do another program on this at another time, but I have to be honest. Seeing the injuries that I'm seeing in the NHL, and I don't know if it's coincidence or if it's because of the strain on the body, because of the amount of games and the close proximity of games. But would you be really upset if they said, we're going to go back to amateurs in the Olympics? And I know we saw the Four Nations, and how great was that? That was amazing. And of course, there's going to be more viewership if you have like the Tkachuk skating on the ice, or if you see amazing players like Sid the Kid Crosby, you name it, amazing NHL players playing in the Olympics. But at the same time, so many injuries. And I don't know if it's because of the condensed schedule, but I'm just letting you know, I really enjoy, I'm a hockey nerd, I enjoy the Worlds and I enjoy the World Juniors. So I wouldn't have a problem with the World Juniors going to the Olympics. That's just me. But at the same time, I understand the need. And most importantly, the players want to go to the Olympics. And that's what it's all about. So if the NHL stepped in and said, hey, too many injuries, I think the Players Association would have a massive problem because they like the break and they like going to the Olympics and featuring themselves. And you know why they like it? Because contractually, some players gets what's called the Olympic bump. For instance, if Thomas Harley, like he did have a good Four Nations, has a great Olympics, other teams will notice that. Therefore, bidding process becomes. Therefore, your hometown team might pay you more than they ordinarily would. Thus, it's called the Olympic bump. All right, let's get into what happened tonight. Took a bit for the Stars to get their legs. Nashville certainly capitalized, going up 2 goals in the first period. First period, Mikko Rantanen goes off for interference. I mean, you can come at me with Ryan Reeves and some of the other heavyweights that are penalty laden, even though Ryan Reeves is not one of them. You know, Mikko Rantanen, I think, is fifth in the league as far as penalties. Robert Tiffin pointed that out earlier. So Mikko's been taking a lot of penalties. Now, of course, that's overshadowed. But as Robert pointed out, Miko's going to Mikko. By the way, starsthoughts.com. Terrific recap on tonight's game. Getting my Robert Tiffin plug in. So he goes off for interference, and Mikko's been so important for this team. But one thing the Stars have to do as a whole is committing penalties away from the play. In other words, if you trip a guy because you're being aggressive to stop the guy, that totally makes sense. It happens. It's hockey. If you go up high on a check, it happens, okay? You can't be perfect. But in this case, when Miro's going for the puck and you have a player looking to engage with Miro coming across the ice, and Mikko Rantanen is stride for stride with that player, basically slowing him down intentionally, that is textbook interference. You cannot get physical with a player away from a play that hasn't touched the puck. So that's interference. Mikko Rantanen goes off for 2 minutes on the power play. You don't like to see the puck go in front of the net after DeSmith saves it, and Nashville having so many opportunities and a few guys in front of the net without any kind of coverage, no physicality to push them away, no coverage for the Stars. It's finally Marchessault who finally knocks it home. Power play goal for the Preds. They go up 1-0. And you're like, ugh, Stars aren't playing well. Oh, boy. Now, on the second Nashville goal, the Stars lost a 50-50 battle. And they lost some battles tonight. But that happens when you're tired, right? So the 50-50 battle is on one side of the offensive zone, and the Stars are very aggressive as far as sending their players in. And because of that, when the Preds win the battle and grab the puck, it loops around to Spencer Stastny, who's coming over the blue line. He is wide open. And when I say it's a picture-perfect shot, I'm talking, I don't believe any goaltender stops that. I mean, it roofed and then went to the other side, and it was a sizzler. The other smart play on that was by Tyson Yost. And Tyson Yost won't be pointed out on this play, but he sees, because he has front position on Ilya Labushkin, and Labushkin has pretty good coverage on him. But he sees Stastny grab the puck, and he knows that Stastny, because of the open space, is not going to stop. So the tip play is going to be off. So he recognizes that, and he actually spins outward just a little bit away from the play, almost like he's going away and is going to curl to the other side of the net. He actually takes Labushkin with him just enough, which really opens up that short side. And Stastny, like I said, absolutely perfect shot. So that's how that play materialized. And it was really good coordination by Tyson Yost and Stastny, who is just a young, terrific player out of Notre Dame. Surprised he hasn't scored more, but it was really, really pretty goal. And Nashville goes up 2-0. And sometimes, listen, they win 50-50 battles too, and they get paid as well. And Nashville has a lot of talent. For some reason, it's not clicking, but they have a lot of talent on that team. Now, they, like the Stars, are also injured. Would Roman Josi make a difference? Roman Josi is a Stars killer over the years. So Roman Josi on the ice, a number one defenseman, one of the top defensemen in the NHL, albeit he's been injured lately. Yeah, that would have made a difference. Just like if the Stars had some of their players, would a Roope Hintz make or a Matt Duchene make a difference? Probably would. So the Stars wake up in the second period. They get their legs. Welcome back, Oscar Beck. And for the second straight game, it's a Dallas player putting themselves in position for that, what we call Pavelski-like high tip. This one was an absolute beauty by Oscar Beck. Some serious skilled mitts by Beck on this. I mean, Oscar Beck doesn't score a lot of goals, right? He's not known for his playmaking ability. So let's give credit to that line all night of Beck, Foxa, Nathan Bastian. I thought they were really good. I thought they put a lot of pressure and a lot of offensive zone time against Nashville. So I thought that was a really good line tonight. And I think Glenn Gulletson likes that line as well. So the Stars this time win a corner battle, and Beck wheels it around the boards. And then as soon as he does that, he moves towards that side and takes position. And the good thing about that is when you move to the side, you open up space. So while Beck was covered, he certainly did have some space. And he's looking as the play goes from Harley to Foxa. So Foxa curls and very smartly just throws it on net. Did he see Oscar Beck? Hey, let's give him credit and say, sure he did, right? But either way, whether he was just putting on net, it went to Beck. Beck tips it down and lifts his leg at the same time. So terrific play goes through Antonin, and the Stars have a little bit of momentum, and that kind of sparked them. Now they're down by one. Towards the end of the second period, grade A chance. And Casey DeSmith makes a tremendous save by Barron up the middle. I mean, Barron had a great look. Not only is it a great save by DeSmith, it's essentially a save that bounces out to Jason Robertson. And now the Stars have a 2-on-1. So really exciting action. And Robertson takes it all the way down to Wyatt Johnston. Beautiful pass by Robertson. And what a move to put it past Antonin. So I wish that Casey Smith would get an assist on that play, because to me, if goal scorers are allowed to indirectly knock it off their shoe, then why can't Casey Smith indirectly shoot a pad or hit a blocker that leads to a break, right? So he started that play. Easily, it could have been 3-1 Nashville. That was a game-changing save by Casey Smith. Cannot say enough. How good was Casey DeSmith on the road last year? He was tremendous. In fact, most of his wins came on the road, I believe. He was so good giving Ottinger a rest and lifting up his team and the confidence that he has. I truly believe the Dallas Stars, the players, have a lot of confidence when he's in net. And it showed tonight. He came up big. So great move by Wyatt Johnston. Great save by DeSmith. Great pass by Robertson. We are tied at 2 going to the third period. So in the third, just past the 10-minute mark, Stars go on the power play. The power play for the Stars had chances all night long. I thought Antonin was really good tonight. So I thought he was a very, very good goalie. They're 0-4 at this point. The good news is they finished 1-5. So nice rotation with the power play winding down. And for the second straight game, we are seeing strong play from Maverick Bourque. The play that we want to see, the play that we saw in the AHL with the Texas Stars. And let's give a stick tap to our Spits and Suds day one listener, Fuzzy Wuzzy Boom Boom. So he actually texted me today and said, I like how Bourque's playing. Keep an eye on him. Well, kudos, Fuzzy. You win. Great play by Bourque. So it was real nice movement, as I said, by the Stars. And let's highlight Jason Robertson. 2 assists on the night, finished as the second star of the night. So he feeds it down low to Bourque. So good rotation comes to Robertson. He gets a nice pass down low to Bourque. Now, Bourque is facing Robertson. And I think a lot of players would have turned and tried to jam it in. But Bourque turns and slips it past the goal mouth to a wide-open Mikko Rantanen. And what was so cool about this, after Rantanen jammed it in, the excitement that Rantanen had and the scream into Bourque's ear, he was so excited. And you absolutely love to see that. And so the Stars go up 3-2 last night. Just like last night, they hold on for a huge win. Little bit more pressure than Carolina applied. Stars didn't necessarily shut Nashville down. I didn't like the icing by Jason Robertson late in the game going for the empty night goal. Would have liked him just to flip it out of the zone. I understand. But at the same time, it did draw a late draw for Nashville, and they could have tied the game. Cannot say enough about Casey DeSmith tonight. Absolutely love the fire by Mikko Rantanen, which made me think, this year is the first of an 8-year contract. We've thought of Wyatt Johnston. We've thought of Miro Heiskanen, maybe even Thomas Harley. Have we thought about Mikko Rantanen as the next captain of the Dallas Stars? And here's why. Think about it. Brings it every night. Absolute fire. He is one of the more competitive NHL players. He hates to lose. He goes back to the bench. He's chirping if it didn't happen on the ice. He throws his body. He plays a two-way game. I'm just saying. Hopefully Ben has another couple years and comes back from injury and kind of has a Dustin Brown like from the LA Kings when he played revival in his final few years. But if Jamie Benn does either leave after this year or the Stars move on or he retires, just keep that in mind. I think Mikko Rantanen will be a really, really strong captain. So Stars win 3-2, pick up 4 points. Major, major 4 points.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together.
Use polls to settle dinner plans. Send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th. And never miss a meme or milestone. All protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
And that leads us to our second edition of Spittin' Facts. Who is it sponsored by? Of course, the on-time experts. Spittin' facts about them. Guaranteed same-day service, right? Okay. Spittin' facts point number one. Bridgestone Arena is so Stars friendly. How friendly is it, Gavin? Dallas has won their last 6 out of 7 in Nashville. That dates back to 2022. They've been tight. A couple of weird comeback wins for the Stars, but 6 out of 7 against a Central Division opponent on their turf, pretty good. Okay, Spencer Stastny scored tonight's first goal, and I'm sure some of you are wondering, is this any relation to any of the other Stastnys that played? Of course, Spittin' Facts, we have the answer. The answer is no. It made me think, the other night we saw the Quebec Nordique sweaters worn by the Colorado Avalanche.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, we know about the Hansen brothers from Slapshot. And if you've never seen Slapshot, they were the guys that caused havoc on the ice with the glasses, no helmets at the time. And they would just go out there and basically ram people. And they were the tough guys for the Chiefs. Okay. Did you know that the Quebec Nordiques had an all-brother line of the Stastnys back when they played in the Adams division? There were actually three brothers that not only played for the same team, they played on the same line. Anton, Marion, and Peter Stastny. And they were really tough to play against. Peter went on to the NHL Hall of Fame, Hockey Hall of Fame in Toronto. In fact, Anton, his brother, was the first Slovakian-born player to be drafted in the NHL. Peter had two sons that played in the NHL. You might remember Paul Stastny. He played 17 years. In fact, he played a little while for Colorado, also played for Nashville. Just retired in the past few years. Jan Stastny, who was a center, and he played for several teams. So Peter not only was an amazing player who went on for the Hockey Hall of Fame, but he had two sons that played in the NHL as well. So that is Spittin' Facts point number two. If you want to go back into hockey history, just look up the Stastny brothers and the Quebec Nordiques. Okay. Mentioned Eustace Annunen. He actually has a Stanley Cup ring. So he's fairly young, but he dressed for Colorado, got the call up during the Western Conference Finals in an emergency situation, and he never did play. But he didn't dress during the Stanley Cup Finals, so his name isn't on the cup. That's very similar to Brad Lukovic, who we just had on Spits and Suds, where he was with the Stars, and his name wasn't on the Stanley Cup either. Lukovic went on to win another Stanley Cup for Tampa Bay, And that's when he raised the cup and said some expletives that I'm not going to say to my 11 and 12 year old listeners out there. But, you know, basically he was saying, you can't take my name off of this one. So pretty interesting that tonight's backup goalie for Nashville has a Stanley Cup ring. So another quick fact on Anunin is that he was traded from Colorado to Nashville for former Stars netminder Scott Wedgwood. And his nickname is Big Use. Remember, his first name is Eustace, because when he was traded, that now gives Nashville two UC Soros and Eustace. So to avoid confusion when they're calling him out, Eustace Anunin is called Big Use because he's 5 inches taller. There you go. And our final spitting facts tonight. It's a shame that they no longer give tickets out. Modern technology could ruin a great souvenir to Tuesday night. Because if you're going to the Stars game on Tuesday night, you could witness NHL history. The Washington Capitals come to town. Alex Ovechkin is sitting at 899 goals. No player in the history of the NHL has hit 900. So history could be made on Tuesday night. So you could witness history. Hopefully we don't. Isn't that tough? Like, I'm going to the game Tuesday night. So if you're listening to this and you want a Frosty on me, just absolutely, I'll put a tweet out, but you can just message me. We'll do a quick meetup like we did for the opener. And so many of you came to visit. It was awesome. Just sitting around talking hockey, taking pictures. Robert Tiffin came down. So it was really cool. So if you want to do that again on Tuesday night, absolutely would love to see you. So mixed emotions, because I'll be in the barn and I kind of want to see goal number 900, but maybe it'll be 4-0 Stars and we can see goal number 900. I will take that, right? I mean, we're good with that. We get history and we get 2 points. All right, let's go to your tweets. David Kokas says, good game. Great play by Foxa and Beck. Sorry. I feel like those, along with Blackwell and Bork, could be difference makers in a back-to-back games. My Frosty is Manhattan Black Grain IPA. Ooh, that sounds absolutely delicious. Haven't seen that. We'll have to check it out. Thank you so much, David. You are such an awesome listener. Truly appreciate you listening to the podcasts. Why Joe number 53 is elite. I told him he was going to be in the barn on Tuesday night, and he's like, heck yeah. He also goes on to say, why Joe goal, Maverick with a power play apple, and 2 points headed home. I'm kind of rooting for Ovi to get his 900th Tuesday just to be there to see it. I know. Oh, my goodness. It's so tough. You, like, want to see it because you want to witness NHL history and say, you know, I witnessed the first player ever to score his 900th goal. But at the same time, you don't want it to be like 1-1 and then power play Washington and you know Ovi's in the slot, right? And that one-timer past Ottinger, you know, and it's like, oh, that would kill me. I'd still get on my feet and give him a round of applause. All right, Christopher DeHardy. Don't like how the Stars have to keep playing from behind, but 2 points are 2 points nonetheless. Glad we got Beck on the scoreboard. Let's see. Well, yeah, he was saying back on the scoreboard, pun intended, and kept the puck out late. Despite chance after chance from Nashville. Thoughts on what Capo Bianco can do since he got called up? I mean, I think he's a body. Didn't really see much for him last year. He's a guy that has NHL experience, but I think they will use him extremely sparingly. He is not the greatest defensive player, and I think teams can take advantage of that when he's on the ice. So I think they will play him similar to how Pete DeBoer would play Nils Lundqvist. Offensive zone, get off the ice as soon as you can. Stone Dog 146, need to give DeSmith some credit for tonight's win as well. Absolutely. I'm not saying he was the only reason the Stars won, but he made the saves the team needed when they needed him. Yeah, it was interesting. And I probably because Nashville only had 25 shots on goal, but I thought DeSmith could have been one of the three stars of the game. Your three stars of the game, Mikko Rantanen with the game-winning goal, Jason Robertson, number two, with two assists, Jonathan Marchessault with one goal is your third star because the game's in Nashville. And, of course, you got to get your hometown player in there. It's very rare that they don't do that unless your team is blown out. Ben Pereira, good to hear from you again. Again, we played pretty well with the lead, I thought. Gullitson should be happy with the steps taken in the past few games. You know, Gully's so interesting after the games. He's not showing excitement. He's just kind of like level, but he did praise DeSmith tonight. I think he praised Foxa as well. He went into the locker room. He did say that was a good win for the boys. I think if you're Glenn Gullitson, that's that extra 1% you got in the last couple of nights. You don't want to fall behind. You don't want to be chasing. But Glenn Gullitson has this saying, first one to three, or that three goals. He says that the NHL is basically parity. So if you're at two goals, the third goal is the difference maker. And we've seen that the last couple of nights. Thank you so much for listening. Stick tap, Ben. All right. Hey, great to hear from Howay He. We need to get together, my friend. For those that don't know, Howie moved from Colorado and he now joined the Good Guys and he lives in DFW. Big game for Casey. Nice to see our top six continue to find ways when they are called upon. Seeing some good grit from the team early in the season makes me think our team might be fine, even with some of the early season hiccups. You know, I have noticed the last couple of games, the getting behind the Stars defense is not as egregious as it was for a couple of games. So a little bit better defensively. Second straight game, I thought Miro played with a lot of confidence. Love how he's putting shots on net. Love how he's looking offensively. So last two games, I'm really enjoying Miro Heiskanen. All right, Husky says, @Noisy_Cricket, I'd appreciate it if they'd stop playing with fire. Team is certainly looking better. There's still lots for the Stars to clean up and organize where things currently stand, if that makes sense. It makes total sense. You know, you always want to be working on your game. Remember, Glenn Gullitson said the goal is to make this team playoff ready. So hopefully they'll be healthy at the times. Maybe Jim Nill will make some acquisitions around the trade deadline if he can to strengthen the team even more. All right. Michael says, my little eye spies a little Maverick starting to turn into a difference maker. It seems his game is coming together. Yeah, he's getting the playing time and he's making the most of it. Two crucial points in Saturday night's and tonight's game. He came up big for the Stars with playmaking ability. Remember, he's the one that drew the penalty on Jarvis, which led to the power play goal. And then tonight he gets the power play primary assist. Wessico says, having a community mosaic tonight. Glad to see Beck back. Boy, two of you threw out the Beck back puns. That is really interesting. Slowly but surely, we're working on things. Nice couple of saves at the end. Worried about the Nils injury. Yeah, me too. I don't like it when our players go on the IR. I feel like this is the year to determine whether we continue with him or move on. Whew.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That is a very good question. Here's the thing about Nils Lundqvist. For a top six defenseman, let's just say, he doesn't make much money. That's because of the injuries. In fact, I'm going to pull up just so I could be right on this. I think he's just over $1 million for this year. Yes. So he's 1 year, $1.25 million. So think about that. Do you really want to say goodbye to a player that before, prior to the injury, he was a top four defenseman making $1.25 million? You're not going to see many of those in the NHL. So maybe bolster up the depth of the defenseman in the offseason, which would allow a Lundqvist injury to happen. Maybe that's the way to go about it. I know that they've tried to do that. Maybe bolster it up at the trade deadline, but defensemen are expensive at the trade deadline, unless, you know, maybe you can swing a NHL vet coming over. But, you know, that is certainly months away, and the trade deadline is going to be interesting this year with the Olympic break as well. All right, Jordan H. from North of the Border. Really great, gutsy win. A lot of baked-in excuses tonight. Nice to see the boys overcome them. Absolutely. I would have been happy with a point. I would have been thrilled. I would have hated to see Nashville score that third goal, but if you walked out of Bridgestone with a point with the injuries on a back-to-back, I would have been really, really happy with that. But you got 2 points, and that's absolutely beautiful. Aaron Thacker, great back-to-back win, especially going home, then on the road. Also, good bounce back for DeSmith after his first game. Yeah, you know what? He saw the puck really, really well tonight. Time to continue the momentum forward. Hashtag spits and suds. Hashtag stick tap to you, Aaron. And our producer, Gregory Finley, are 2-0 deficits what wakes the Stars up. Yeah. It seems that way, right? No one wants to fall behind, but man, does it like make this team get fired up for some reason. I just want them to like go up 2-0. But I say that, but against Vancouver, they were up 2-0, and then Vancouver came storming back. Nowadays, with parity in the NHL, more than ever, multi-goal leads are not safe. So that's going to do it. Thank you so much for your tweets. Thank you so much for all your support of Spits and Suds. Stars with 2 big wins over the weekend. Great 4 points and got to battle back. I mean, long way to go, but right now, as weird as it sounds, I don't believe you are in the playoff race, but why are you mentioning that after, you know, less than 10 games, Gavin? I have no idea. So, for producer Gregory Finley and, of course, the on-time experts, I'm Gavin Spittle. Will we be back with another podcast soon? Of course we will. As many as we can to give you as much Stars content as you deserve right here on Spits and Suds. So until our next podcast, have a great day, everyone.
Tonight's the first date that's been weeks in the making. Hair? Done. Nails? Done. Every square inch of your body exfoliated. Then you see it. A pesky pimple the size of a respectable mountain. The good news? Mighty Patch Pimple Patches can absorb gunk in just 6 hours. Patch the problem area and shrink the look of whiteheads faster than your makeup skills could anyway. Shop Mighty Patch at all major retailers.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.